This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hi, friends. My name is Tim McKenna, and I am your host of this new podcast, Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. It is September 26th, 2019. This is the first episode of this podcast, and I'm going to welcome you and thank you for your time that you're going to spend with me in introducing my podcast, what it's going to be about, what value you're going to get out of it, and also what we are going to look at in the future. So let's get into it. What is this podcast about? Well, it's called Signal 337, and I use the tagline, the podcast for the innately curious and creative, a little vague, but the way that I see it is that we're all curious about something. We're all curious about something in our careers, our lives, topics that kind of elude us or stuff that we know very much about. I mean, there's a curiosity that keeps us moving. If we weren't curious about anything, we would probably not be alive, in my opinion of things. I think that curiosity is what keeps us going as a society. So this podcast is for those whose curiosity is, you know, on 11. I'm going to talk about different things inside of a couple of different areas that are near and dear to me. One, if I was to really boil this down, this is a design podcast in a lot of respects. And what does that mean? Like, is it design practitioner? Is it technique? Is it thinking? Yes, to all of those. Why start a podcast about design and thinking and all this stuff when there are so many out there to choose from? Well, there are many out there to choose from, and some are pretty damn good. In fact, some of the ones that you were thinking about in your head, chances are I'm probably listening to them as well. So I wanted to create Signal 337 for those who have maybe a little bit of a different take or just want to hear somebody else's opinion from it. I myself am not some big fancy name that you see at a lot of conferences. I'm not a super outwardly recognizable name on the conference or speaking circuit. I don't work at a huge company like in Envision or any of the large design tools or anything like that. And I'm not knocking them at all. In fact, they are many of those tools I use. But I don't work at a huge, giant, prestigious company in that regard that most people would recognize. So I'm kind of under the radar a little bit, you know, broadcasting my signal from a underrepresented area that I think also many designers and other creative types also feel has been kind of left to the wayside, is that I am broadcasting from my basement office at home in historic Carlisle, Pennsylvania. You probably have no idea where the hell that is if you live outside of Pennsylvania. So it is a very small town in central Pennsylvania outside of Harrisburg, our capital city. No, Philadelphia or Pittsburgh are not our capital cities. Harrisburg is. It is a tiny little town. It's been here since the Revolutionary War. A lot of historic things have happened here in regards to the Civil War and the founding of our country. And I live right outside of it. So not a huge area that you would expect, oh, a designer who's doing work is. You know, I thought all designers lived and worked in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Austin, blah, insert other major metropolitan area. Nope, I work in a smaller area. I live and work in a smaller area that also has a lot of really, really cool things happening in the professional realms of design, leadership, development, and a whole myriad of other places. So I wanted to also create this podcast as a way for those of us who are living and working in smaller areas that are not working in the larger metro areas to let you know that there's a lot of good work happening everywhere. So again, I started this because I wanted to share my knowledge, share things that I have learned to be true in my experience. I also want to have in-depth conversations and get into topics that may have been explored in many other podcasts, but I want to look at things from a different perspective, not for the sole reason of looking at them from a different perspective. But there's been many things that I've heard on podcasts or read in blogs, you know, or seen on webinars and whatnot. And it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm going to put that into practice. So I have learned a lot of things from practical application, not just theory and not just like, you know, perfect scenarios of like, well, if these things align, then this would happen. No, I've done a lot of different practical application inside of, you know, user research, data analysis, how to put together certain reports and help to create, you know, executive buy-in and get stakeholders aligned. I've done all these things, and I've had some successes. I've also had some spectacular failures, and I think that it would be helpful for you guys to hear that, to hear my failures and things that I have royally screwed up with, because I do believe that, you know, you will learn from your mistakes. And if you aren't, and if you aren't learning from your mistakes, I think you're doing something wrong there. So I have a lot of mistakes that I've done that I want to share with you that maybe you can help me, you know, get better at. Or maybe I can share some successes or things that I've learned that's going to help you as well. And like most other design and leadership podcasts, you know, I want to further different practices and ideas that I think that are worth having a conversation and worth trying out. I do say that at the end of the day, this is kind of a design podcast, but there's a lot of topics that I want to talk about on this podcast, such as a big focus on leadership, what that means when you move from individual contributor to a manager. And there is a big difference between management and leadership. But I want to talk about leadership and how you can develop your leadership abilities so that you might have a much more fulfilling career, whether it is you want to move into management or not. I believe that leadership skills and leadership topics should be addressed as well, especially with the conversation with design having its kind of golden moment right now where design is quote unquote at the table. I think that there needs to be more conversations of how designers who are helping to shape business strategy and business goals should have some more leadership, you know, skills that they can demonstrate and utilize. Also, there's going to be the intersection of all of that between life, music, art, other topics that, while are not specifically design and leadership related, I think they're also important to talk about. And I want to get into one much later around mental health that I think has got a lot of merit and has a lot of potentially interesting discussion points. So that's a little bit of like why I created Signal 337 to discuss ideas, industry topics, share my experiences, truths that I have learned, my spectacular failures, just generally sharing knowledge. And also I wanted to kind of give a little shout out to the smaller, you know, the smaller towns and areas and boroughs and, you know, not the major metro areas, not that I have anything against them at all, but to let people know that, hey, I work and live in a smaller area, and there's some really good stuff happening here too. So I also kind of want to represent that a bit. So who the hell am I? Probably wondering, okay, so who are you? So my name's Tim. Tim McKenna. You can find me online. It's not hard. I'm not the Australian photography guy. He's awesome, but if you Google that, you'll get him first. But, you know, I am been a designer for 14 years now. I've been working as a designer plus, quote unquote, designer plus, what I've called for a very long time. I've been a designer plus a project manager, designer plus a front-end dev, designer plus systems admin person, which still to this day I can't do any of that shit. Designer plus business strategist, designer plus social media marketing person, what insert whatever title there. But design has always been central to what I've been doing. And now I am more manager plus design. So my output no longer is, the typical output of intentions and thought rendered through screen design or strategy in that regard. Now my output is people. My people are what I work on every single day. And that's something that is very near and dear to me. And that's part of the reason why I want to talk about leadership as well. So I've been doing design now for 14 years, started in 2006, got my first design job, actually knowing jack shit about design or how it worked or how to do it, any of it, knew nothing about it. I got that the first week I started class in my college class. So a little bit of context. I'm going to be 35 in 3 days. So this is September 26th, 2019. Yeah, I turned 35 on September 29th. So, yay, birthday. But I got graduated from out of high school in 2003. So there's a gap. I worked for a long time. If you're an East Coast person and you live in Pennsylvania, you'll probably recognize the name Sheetz Convenience Stores. I worked there for a long, long time and got pretty high up in that organization all throughout high school and a little bit afterwards. But my big claim to fame was that I was a professional musician for a number of years. So last 2 years in high school, I was playing with a band, and we got to play a lot. We did a lot of touring, a lot of bar scene and stuff. And then the last 2 years after high school, we went on the road a good bit. And I played drums, and I have been playing. I've been playing drums since 14. And I played in a post-hardcore band, and we did a number of shows. We did a stint on Warped Tour twice. I think we did one show on Ozfest way back in the day, and then we did one of the last Hellfest shows in New Jersey before they stopped doing that. So my goal earlier in life was to be a musician. Like, that's, follow your passion, follow your bliss kind of thing. Well, I wanted to play drums every single day. But I realized about when I started going on tour how much I hated it and how much it takes a toll on your life, like psychologically, physically, everything there. So when I was on tour, though, this is where I got my first inklings about design, was that I was super interested in all the album artwork and, the brand presence, even though I didn't know what brand presence was or even know those two words were back at that time. But I'd see bands like, AFI and Thrice and Thursday, bands that I liked that just had this whole package. They seemed more than just like a bunch of dudes who played in a band and, toured in a bus. Like, they had this presence. It looked like a business. So I started talking to musicians, and I was like interested in how this stuff, like, oh yeah, we've got a designer who's done this stuff with our label and everything. It's like, oh, that sounds interesting. So that's like art, right? And I'm like, nah, not really. It's, try to describe it the best way they could, and they're like, look at this guy. He does this stuff really well. And it was Jacob Bannon from Converge. New England, hardcore, like, legend. Converge is a great band if you're into that scene. So people were telling me, like, hey, you got to check his stuff out. Like, he's got, like, the whole package in regards to, like, the stuff. And he was writing a lot, too. I remember he was writing for, like, Revolver magazine, talking about different album covers and whatnot. And that was super interesting to me. So I was thinking about maybe going to school. Didn't know where to go. being a broke-ass kid who just spent all of his money on new drum heads. Like, I didn't have any money. I didn't know what to do. So I just started looking up schools online, and I saw this school listed that, like, I thought was a misprint. I thought it was Hussein School of Art, but it's Hussein School of Art. And I was like, what is this? It's in Philadelphia. Okay. Played there a few times. And it was a dedicated design, art and design program. They had an illustration track, they had a design track, and I was really interested. So I cobbled together a portfolio of just random bullshit that I thought, hey, maybe I'll get into school. To which I did, which was super surprising now that I look back on it, because I look back at my old portfolio and I thought, man, my 11-month son right now can probably draw way better than I can, and I try to go into the illustration route. So I got to school and figuring out where I was going to live at, I ended up getting an apartment with International House of Philadelphia. These names are important because these were early in my career, but I remember I got the apartment a couple weeks before school, and I remember that they were looking for a marketing, like, we need someone to help us with our flyers and stuff in the marketing department. And I was like, well, you know, I live here. I'm going to, you know, going to art school, so I can help out. And they're like, great, here you go. So they gave me a desk with a computer with an old-ass version of Photoshop. And they said, here, make flyers. And I'm like, I've never even touched a Mac before. So it was all a learning curve. But apparently liked what I had. And what ended up happening was I stayed there all 4 years throughout school, and my first real, like, design gig was helping to build a marketing campaign around all the different shows that the iHouse was putting on at that time. And as I was getting better in school, I was getting more work when I got home. So 2006 through 2010, living, working in Philly, going to school, taking a bunch of internships where I could and can, any chance I could. Interned a bunch at different agencies in Philly. Gyro Worldwide was one for a little bit. Eper Design in Jersey. And then I ended up getting an internship back in central Pennsylvania, back in Harrisburg. So during my last year of school, I would take the train back and forth, and I would intern at Harrisburg Magazine, you know, 2 days a week, and then I would go back to class. So it was pretty awesome in that time. And then when I got out of school, like, I started taking night classes for web development and was trying to be like, hey, this digital thing, like, they didn't really teach me that in school. I got to learn how to do this as well. So over that time, since 2010, I've worked in a myriad of different industries, publishing, and then to ad agencies. I worked in a nonprofit medical association for a number of years, and I did a lot of things there, from digital magazines, website design, website development. I designed and built a social network. That's going to be its own topic about product design. Did that for a number of years. When I made the shift into user experience in 2014, I didn't know shit about it. Like, I didn't know anything about that industry at all. They kept saying design, but I was a visual designer and, like, web designer. So as I started learning more about it and starting to move into that, understanding the principles, how the stuff worked, I started shifting my career from ad agencies, marketing, and, you know, business to consumer, and business to business, really, then into in-house teams that I was leading with a number of other designers. So I had different marketing background stuff. So I ended up becoming more a leadership position. But I started to practice and implement user experience and service design. So ended up working in a number of different places as well. Academia, student loan, financial aid services. That's a topic for another episode. Worked in a venture capital. Worked in venture capital for a bit, managed a team there where we had portfolio like 13 different startups that were part of the entire VC fund, and everything from predictive analytics and machine learning to help figure out when you might plateau or have issues with your type 2 diabetes to AI-powered medical imaging. And once I got out of that and really kind of shored up where I wanted to go in life, you know, wanted to make sure that I was using my design powers for good, went into student loans, and then now I work as a director of experience design at Pennsylvania Interactive, which is part of NIC in Kansas. So I lead a team of design, creative professionals, however you want to call them. I have a user experience designer, a couple front-end developers, and a data scientist, and pretty soon to have a content strategist as well. So, you know, I've had a pretty awesome career, I would say, so far. I've been pretty, very lucky, very fortunate, and I think that part of the reason why I've gotten so far and where I'm at in my career right now is that I've learned from all the different people that have managed me, whether they were amazingly awesome people and they were super positive and they've taught me a lot through positive reinforcements and encouragement to the amazingly horrible human beings that have treated people like cattle and are only interested in their own career advancement. I learned what I don't want to do from them. So I've had a really good experience with that. So that is me to a T at this point. It's the short, truncated, in a nutshell version, but hopefully gives you some background as to who I am and why my voice for these topics might hold some weight. What I hope that you will get from this podcast is that I really want to talk about some thoughtful topics and have some really good discussion. I've been doing a lot of research into different areas that, again, you've probably heard on other podcasts, but I'm going to have my own take, my own experiences that I can share with you. And I'm hoping to make this an interactive, you know, experience for us, is that I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your feedback, your comments, your questions, your debates, your arguments with me. And I want everyone just to be quiet and not, you know, participate. But I want to have interactivity, and I want to learn from you where I have failed on things. You're like, hey, I can help you out. So there's going to be a lot of topics around design thinking, design in X industry, design and leadership, leadership qualities, developing leadership, moving from one design discipline to another, what you need to have, you know, tools and techniques and stuff like that. That's super kind of basic, but you know, I'm going to talk a lot about, ethics and morals as well, and also just finding your way in your career. Share a lot of my experiences with that. So that's kind of like the design and leadership and business realm of stuff. But there's an intersection for all of this with your life as well. There's going to be topics I'm going to talk about that are not design, leadership, or business related, but are more focused on you as an individual, as a person who has other needs as well, like things you do to relax, things that you can take a look into to kind of balance stuff out. Making sure that you're taking care of yourself. I'm going to be talking a lot about mental health and the design in the business world, and talk about what that means and some of the taboo subjects that are now becoming more accepted. So there's a little bit of intersection between life and work that I definitely want to touch on in this podcast. And, you know, I want to have this to be fun. I want us to have some, you know, some deep and hard conversations for us to really think about and have some thoughtful discussions on. But I really want this to be fun. I want this to be worth your time to listen to. And to paraphrase a podcast, an individual that I look up to very much, Stephen Gates from the Crazy One podcast. You know, one of the things he says all the time is that time is really only the currency that we kind of have. And the fact that you're going to spend some time with me to listen to me and my thoughts and our conversations about stuff is truly meaningful. And I wholly agree with that. And I hope that you find the topics that I'm going to propose and discuss. I hope you find them meaningful and of value, and I cannot thank you enough for taking your time to listen and be part of that conversation, and I really hope that you will be. So let's see. What else? I think that's pretty much it. I am going to say the legal thing of everything that I say on this podcast is in no reflection or any way, shape, or form related to my current or past employers. These are all my own thoughts. These are all my own ideas and opinions, and they do not reflect on my past or current employers. And then lastly, I want to thank you for your time. This is the first of what I hope is going to be many, many episodes, and I can't wait to start the conversation with all of you. So thank you, and good night.